This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's now official. The NFL can have a draft. Why? Because Andrew Berry had his pre-draft press conference. If you don't have draft picks and you have a pre-draft press conference, will you make picks? It's kind of like, will it, if a tree falls in a forest and there's nobody there to...
Man, you are deep thoughts today.
I guess I am.
Yeah.
I don't... That was kind of it.
He did answer questions today, though. I thought it was good.
But you said something when we quickly wrapped it up afterwards that I thought was right. There weren't a whole lot of draft questions because there aren't a whole lot of draft choices.
No. So I thought we did get some good questions in there. I thought that the media got, folks that were out there did a nice job.
Yeah. It's hard to get excited about a draft as a fan base. And anybody please correct me if I'm wrong. When you have only six picks and four of them are in rounds five, six, or seven. I mean, who gets jazzed up about fifth, sixth, and seventh round picks?
Bo Bell.
And that's about what you got to let that go.
No.
And that's about all that the Browns have. They got a second rounder. They got a third rounder. Great. Is there anything more to say about the draft than that? Or you tell me.
Okay.
Or is this where he gets really creative?
No.
Does he trade a player for a pick?
No.
Does he package a player with a pick and move up into the first round?
That's a no for sure.
Does he package the third with something else and move up into the second?
Package the sevenths? Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, good, to move up into the fifth?
Sure.
That's swell.
Bell, fourth round pick.
Stop.
I forgot Martin Rucker was also a fourth round pick.
Leave all that alone. That's all in the past.
Jeff, you have two picks. This is what
we're talking about, a second and third round pick. Come on, baby.
But outside of that, it's a Bo Bell draft. They put some pressure on that kid, man.
Could you just do this?
What?
Explain who Bo Bell was.
Bo Bell was our top pick in the 2008 draft. He was our top pick.
When Andrew Berry was in college?
Yeah, pick 104. Played in five games. But he was our top pick that year. The top of Reuben actually was the best player in that
class. So did we have a parade for him when he came to town?
I think we did, yeah. Atop of Reuben was the best player in that class.
He was a nice guy.
Played in 144 games.
That's great. We'll see, so you can find somebody. But I'm just curious. And the way this roster is set up, and I think Andrew Berry and his staff have done a terrific job in getting this roster set right now, where you don't go into this draft and think, oh my gosh, we have to come out of this draft with fill in the blank. I don't think they have to come out of this draft with anything. What do I think they'll come out of the draft with? They have six picks. At least one of them will be a wide receiver.
All right, I'll buy that. I bet one of them will be a linebacker.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I was going to say defensive tackle. I think they'll get an interior defensive lineman and a wide receiver in this draft. My guess would be there'll be two of the first three picks. I'll bet you the linebacker is the other. Although, when you're picking in this position, Andy, this clearly screams, do not draft for position, draft for best player on the board.
Again, Andrew Berry has said, we approach the draft like we are an expansion team, so they will take the best player available. The question is, what if the best player available is a quarterback?
Well, then you...
Then you what? Then you what?
Trade everybody.
Yeah. If the best player available is a quarterback, are you selecting him? No way.
No, that's not happening this year. You have enough quarterbacks.
I feel like this is going to be very predictable, very boring, very just straightforward. Take our picks and we'll go. Except in, if they package the, what are they, 1-6 and 2-7s?
They have 2-7s. One of them picked up from Tennessee just the other day for Leroy Watson. And then they have 1-6. And the 6th, Andy, is the 30th pick in that round. So
you might as well be 3-7s.
Exactly right.
Which, by the way, is 21 as blackjack. So.
Which we're not playing blackjack, so it really doesn't help you much.
Man, we haven't had a second-round pick since Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah.
Well, that one worked.
Yeah.
Took a while. But see, that goes back to, and this is why I'm really okay with this. When Andrew gave the stat on percentage of rookies who contribute and blah, 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 all that stuff, JOK took a while. You know, it takes a little while, like a year and a half, and in Belichick's words, a year and a half before you make a judgment. And Andrew said he didn't have the specific stat in front of him. That's why I'm real confident about this team. I think they did a really nice job filling holes in the offseason. And I'm forever sixth-round pick for a player in the league who actually you know can play. Sure, let's make that trade.
You know, they've done a pretty decent job with sixth-round picks. If you go back and look, what, I'll give you, let's go 5 years. 4 years? 4 years?
Stop!
What? Luke Whipler wasn't a bad pick.
How do you know? He hasn't played.
When he played, he was okay.
Barely.
He was good in college, and he was pretty good last year. Michael Woods, oh, you're right, barely played, but they have a little bit of expectation for him to be able to come in and play. Dimitri Felton?
He's selling shoes now, isn't he?
What was Andrew's first draft? I'm trying to remember. 20.
Go back. 20. It's year number 4.
Okay, so yeah, so Donovan Peoples-Jones was his
6th-round pick.
Yeah,
and they liked him so much they traded him for a bag of donuts.
What kind of donuts did we get? I don't even remember. Oh, if it was Detroit, probably Tim Hortons would have been nice.
You can't say they've had good 6th-round draft choices.
No, but they're not like your typical, like, we're going to cut. Like, I think moving forward, if they keep playing well, Jeff, if they keep playing well, we won't care about a 6th-round pick ever again.
I'll trade every one of them for a guy who can play. Every one of them. But I will keep the second and third-round picks. Well, we hope Whipler can play.
We saw him. Didn't you watch him at all last year?
Yeah.
A little bit at the end of the season?
Yeah, and he was okay.
I mean, he did play in 5 games.
That doesn't mean that I know that he's a really good offensive lineman. I sure hope he is.
Well, are you expecting him to be a Pro Bowler if he's a sixth-round pick?
I couldn't care less about Luke Whipler today.
What do you care about, Jeff? We don't have a first-round pick.
I'm caring about the second and third-round picks and how they might be able to tweak things. And I'm just wondering if they make something bold happen on draft day.
Do you believe they're going to make something bold happen on draft day?
I'm not dismissing that notion.
And which draft day? They're not doing anything bold in the
first
round.
It's the draft. I don't care which day. The draft is a whole. I'm not looking at day one. I would be surprised if the Browns do anything on day one of the draft.
Okay, we're on the same
page. I would also be surprised if they just stand pat and have nothing but the 54th and 85th overall picks. I would be surprised by that. And the reason why is this. I would think that Andrew Berry will do one of two things here. Either there is a wide receiver or a defensive tackle, or I'll give you a linebacker, that they think that they're really, really high on. And they think if we move up 4, 5, 8 spots in either round, second or third.
They have that extra 7th-round pick.
That won't be enough.
Oh.
That we will get our guy. And it wouldn't surprise me to see them move up slightly. I don't think they're moving up into the first round. Or, tell me, and I don't think you'll like this, if they get to the 54th pick, and let's just say that, you know, they've kind of let the board come to them, as the guys like to say, and the board that's come to them, they don't like very much, I could see them trading out of that.
Out of the second round. I could see that, too. Well,
because the roster's pretty set. You know, you're not looking to fill any needs there. It's like, do we have any gaping holes that need? Nope, we don't.
We haven't had to make a second-round pick since 2021 anyway.
Well, I could see them trading that second-round pick and picking up a two-thirds, you know? And you go and you draft a couple of – you get a guy in the third, and you get another guy in the fourth or something like that. You could trade a third and a fourth – get a third and a fourth round for that second-round pick. And, again, it's not a real high second-round pick. It's the 54th.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So most of the time I'm all against the idea of trading down. But if you're at 54 and there's not anybody there who you're giddy about, why wouldn't you?
Agree. When you don't have this tremendous pressure to draft someone on draft night that you expect to start week one,
yeah.
There's no pressure.
There's none at all.
You know, you've had five third-round picks in the last 2 years. Five. No first, no second, but five. Third round picks. You ask yourself this question, which one will be the most productive throughout their career? Cedric Tillman, Siaki Ika, Martin Emerson, Alex Wright, David Bell. Those are your third round picks over the last two years.
Well, Martin Emerson's done a really nice job.
He has done a really nice
job. And we'll see about Ika. And that's why it wouldn't stun me if they trade down. Folks, do they have a blank check in this draft? Because A, no needs, and B, not an overabundance of draft picks to work with. 216-474-0092. We're going to talk to Daryl Ryder coming up at noon. Anxious to get Daryl's thoughts on this. We'll talk Cavs with Chris Fedor at 1 o'clock. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.